thanks, first of all, for having me and wanting to talk about this Hall of Fame thing and other things, of course, too. So just gotta go ahead when you're ready.
The first question was just, what does it mean to you to be kind of honored in this kind of way by the organization and sort of have your career remembered, I guess?
I think about all the hard work I put in with the New England Patriots for 15 long years, and, you know, you get repaid in this way to be honored by the organization and be a part of a very unique group of not so many athletes. They only choose one of these guys a year, man, and I'm honored to be you nominated between Bill Parcells and Fred Marion. Great competition there. So it means a lot to me that they would think that my career was that successful here in New England to be considered to be one of those members.
How proud are you to look back on your career, Troy, and see how far this organization came in your time here? You came here when the franchise truly was down, and it just reached new heights while you were here.
Well, I mean, I just remember coming in, and I know I think the year before I got here, I think Scott Zolak had won one or two games with the team before, and he was the town hero because of his victories, and the expectations of this football team were pretty low. And to be a part of Bill Parcells was another, you know, nominee for this for the Patriots Hall of Fame, and to come in with him and get this thing turned around, and then the very next year, the Kraft family buying the team. You know, I think that the expectations of this football team just shot through the roof, and, you know, I think the vision of the Kraft family, what he had for this organization and his town and his state and his area, I think we far exceeded what he had in mind for the New England Patriots organization.
I guess, what were some of the key points in that kind of renaissance for you? You know what I mean? That, like you said, the expectations go from low to 1 minute to sky high the next. Just, what were some of the key points to that turnaround for you, and what was it like kind of living through that?
Caught just a little bit of that question. Your line is still pretty low.
I'm sorry about that. I was going to say, just what were some of the key moments of that kind of renaissance for you? Like, when you look back on that period, what were some of the moments to you that you remember most about the turnaround and some of the things you look back on in that sense?
I can look back on that 1993 season, my rookie season. I think we came in there and we lost just about every game we played. And then at the end of the season, you know, we went on a four-game winning streak. And I just remember guys being excited about coming back and playing in 1994 and getting the next season started because we ended the season so well and were able to put some back-to-back wins together. So I think I was really excited about that coming back the next year. And I mentioned, you know, 94 is when the family bought the team and brought new expectations to it, not just the players, but to the entire area. But and you can look at that season, too. I mean, when we put together some wins and then beat some quality teams that made it to the playoffs, you know, for the first time in a long time for the franchise there. So, you know, just kind of obviously, you go up to 1996 where, you know, we go in there with the young football team and go out there and face the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. I think all those were just huge moments for us turning the corner with this entire organization. And then, you know, I think one of the biggest impacts that was made when they went out and hired Bill Belichick and his staff to come back here and coach this football team. I think you really saw, you know, what we were working towards. I think you saw it really come to a head when those guys got the job. Even though it started that way in 2000 and 2001, the first two games, but I think you can see the transformation taking place. You know, what was great just to come for all of us.
Do you think back to early in your own career, Troy, and that day when you were released by this team and you were out in the unemployment line for a while, and did a young football player ever think it was over that quickly?
Yeah, you know, that definitely went through my head after being out for, I think, 7 or 8 weeks in 1994. I think I thought about it. I actually went out and got a job. You know, I started working at the Boys and Girls Club and planning on going back to school in January and finishing up my degree. And you know, so that's what you have to do, you know, when you don't have a job and you've been out for almost 2 months. So, but you know, I was blessed and I was lucky to get the phone call, and I still remember watching that that Jet game. I think that the Bears were playing in New York, the New York Jets in New York, and good buddy of mine at the time, Ronnie Harris, actually had my job as the punt returner, and he went out, he fumbled a punt, and I believe the Jets went on to win the game. So I wish I wasn't expecting a phone call, but I believe I received a phone call from Bobby Greer that night, telling me to get ready to come back, and my plane tickets would be ready. I was kind of waiting for that moment because my tryouts were far in between. I think I worked out for Kansas City once, and I think I worked out for the Jets once in that whole 2 month period that I was out of football. And the Patriots had to call it all, so I was pretty blessed to get that phone call.
What Boys and Girls Club were you working at, Troy?
In the Huntington, there was a Guyandot, it's called Guyandot Boys and Girls Club. Back in West Virginia.
Troy, can you talk about playing for one team for your entire career, what that meant to you?
Say that again?
Can you talk about playing for one team for your entire career and what that meant to you?
It was very important to me. Once I reached a certain point in my career, I didn't want to play any place else. I look at Foxborough itself. I'm a small town guy, and Foxborough is probably 10 times bigger than my hometown. So, but I like the peace and quiet of Foxborough. I love playing for this organization, this team, this atmosphere, and I love the accountability that they put on the place and to go out and do their job. And I have never had any problems with Bill Parcells, never had any problems with Pete Carroll, and definitely haven't had any with Bill Belichick. And I love that. And a lot of guys can't really handle that. And those guys were here throughout my career. Made it that much easier for me to stay here and play. And coaching and who you're playing for, who you're playing with, has a lot to do with guys wanting to stay where they are. And I had no problem staying here my entire career. But from ownership on down to the coaches and to the players that I played with, it seemed to have, for whatever reason, I've always seemed to get lucky to play with just a great bunch of guys that may not be the most recognized guys, but guys that really know how to play the game and are real professional about what they're doing. And, I've been blessed from high school to college and in the pros too to play with some tremendous players in my deck.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Hey, all right, guys. Troy, can you hear them still?
Yes, I hear you.
Sorry about that. The last question that was asked was, is it hard to believe the development of the complex with Gillette and the showcase compared to what you reported to back in 93-94?
That last part again?
Is it hard to imagine what this place looks like now, Gillette and the showcase and all the development they made around here in Foxborough compared to where you had to come to when you were a rookie?
Oh, man. Yeah, when I came out there, there was a little buggy horse racetrack out there and some horse stables and smelled like manure on the backside of the stadium. So the bubble kept collapsing every time there was a heavy snowfall. So what they've done with that place is just amazing. And to be able to go up there now and have lunch, have dinner, do a little bit of shopping, take the kids up for ice cream, whatever it is. Just a great place to come and have a great family out, and they've done an outstanding job with the Patriot Place there. Become one of the, hopefully one in everybody else's mind too, one of the great places to come play a game.
What's it like being on our side a little bit, and kind of compared to where you were?
The big thing now, I kind of have to go through the security clearance with everybody else on the back side of the stadium. Every once in a while, somebody stops me and ask me to sign in or something. But for the most part, it's pretty cool. At first, it was pretty difficult for me to get in and kind of, get on the players a little bit. But I had to think about that for a while because I had to think about some of these guys as teammates and then what I would have said to them as a team. And I really don't get on the air and say anything that I won't say to a player's face. So I kind of struggled with that at first. And now I'm pretty comfortable with it. And I think the guys, they kind of respect that. And, at least, they listen to what you have to say when they when they bring up something that you said on television about them. But I really enjoy it. I've gotten to know some new people and gotten to know some of the guys, you know, on the media side of things. And I can go back and tell some of the guys I played with that they really aren't bad people and they really aren't jerks. So.
There's like a lot. There's like a handful of you guys that used to be in this locker room that are now broadcast guys. It's like an alumni class. Like, you know, is that ironic at all that, you know, you got so many guys doing that?
You know, I don't know. I think it just, there's been a big boom with the whole media side of things. I think there's so many local stations now and a couple of, you know, NFL Network out there. And, you know, it's just a lot of different jobs out there for guys to take. And it's a way for guys to stay around the job, around the game, without having to get involved with coaching right now. And, you know, that's always an option for guys to do is stay around the game. But there's a lot of them. You know, they go in and work and they do a good job and you get to go home and then spend time with your kids, your family, whatever it is you want to do. But you come back and you talk what you love to do, and that's football.
How would you like to be remembered as a football player, Troy?
Oh, man. Just, I don't know. I think I said this before. I think maybe not the tallest, the biggest, the fastest, the strongest or whatever, but just the best football player that you know. So, maybe not the most outstanding wide receiver, you are the most outstanding punt returner, but I think overall, pound for pound and everything else, man, best football player that you do. I feel like I could do a little bit of everything pretty well. And, you know, it didn't matter to me what coach asked me to do, if it was going and block. I just enjoyed playing the game. I enjoyed every aspect of the game. And down to the, you know, who made the block, who did this, you know, and as long as I was able to get on the field and participate, and if I could pull the block to spring somebody for a long run, if I could, you know, take a snap or two or at the quarterback to go out and defend somebody, I'd be the guy holding up the gunner on the punt return team. Whatever it was, man, I enjoyed just being on the field and helping my team win games.